fills in from the west. Sunny and near 80 this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 59. Breezy, warm again on Saturday with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 60 degrees. We have a north wind at 6 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:36 here on a Friday morning. And we have a special guest with us this morning. Brian Walker from the Kansas Food Bank is here. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Oh, I'll tell you what, this pandemic has been something else for all of us, but you've been pretty busy down there at the Kansas Food Bank. Tell me how you've been responding to this pandemic, Brian.
Yeah, you know, sure. We plan for a lot of things like tornadoes and floods, and because that's kind of work we do. But, you know, we never thought, or nobody ever thought, you know, the situation we'd be facing. So, you know, we have, you know, basically it's been food in the door and food out the door. Our distribution of food is up 30 to 40%, depending on different parts of the state. We serve 85 counties, and so the need for our services is great. And we have an agency base that we supply food to that then sees the clients, and they, you know, for the most part have stayed open through this whole thing, and have changed their distribution models to do drive-by distribution, so it's limited touch. And so it's just been, you know, it's just been really busy. It's been stressful for everybody, our staff and our agencies. But, you know, so far so good. You know, we've been able to, you know, to get the food out for folks that have never used, never needed help before. You know, so it's just a different type of feeling for us this time around.
Yeah, are you seeing more first-time clients, and is that abated, or has it gotten more aggressive in the last few weeks?
You know, we see the first-time client numbers increasing. You know, we think that is, you know, there's a few reasons for that. You know, the stimulus checks went out, so that's one reason. But, you know, a lot of these folks, you know, the first thing they're thinking of is, how do I make my car payment? How do I pay my rent or my mortgage? And food isn't the thing that they think about at the top of their head. They look in their pantries and they're okay. And so now as they're, you know, as the reality really starts to hit home, we see more of those folks, I think, you know, visiting our pantries for food assistance as we move forward. And we see that, you know, we see that to continue. You know, we've run this sprint now for, like everybody has, for a couple, 3 months. But, you know, we're in, you know, the food bank, we're looking at this as a marathon as well. So we got two angles to this thing that we have to take care of immediate needs. And then, you know, it's going to be a while before our economy recovers, especially in the Wichita area, so closely tied to aircraft. You know, and so we're planning for this thing to stretch out for quite some time, you know, not at the pace we're, of course, experiencing now, or at least we hope not. But it's going to be a while before things would get back to normal.
Brian, the agencies that you service, how big an area do they cover here in Kansas?
Right. So we have 85 counties that we serve throughout the state. So we do everything but the northeast corner of the state. And so that's about 70,000 square miles that we serve. And so, you know, folks visit those agencies for their food needs. Now, in the more rural areas of the state, western Kansas and stuff, we're not seeing let me rephrase that. We're starting to see some increases. We didn't see it like we saw in the Wichita, Salina, some of the bigger cities that we saw quickly. But we're now starting to see that increase in the smaller communities as well. When it starts to hit home and some of those folks start losing their job. And so, you know, our goal is to put food out there. The thing that's happened to us is, you know, donated food for May that we're just finishing up so far is down 59%. So the amount of food that we've had to purchase for May is up about 848%. So that's what it's taken for us to fill that need of increased demand and donated food being down.
Brian, give us an idea, how many meals do you think you're covering in a day, a week, or whatever?
You know, so we just ran some numbers. And so since we really got started, we're trying to figure out, okay, what dates do we start doing this panic work? And so from the first part of March until mid-May, you know, we distributed enough food for about 3.1 million meals. Now, that doesn't quite count everything because all reports aren't in yet, but that's what we're looking at. So that's just a huge number for us. And most of that is done with food that is purchased. So that's just taken dollars that we've had to use to purchase food because we didn't have the donated food. If you think about it, Letter Carrier's food drive would have taken part at the first part of May, and that has been postponed, and rightfully so. And then the increase in demand. So it's just taken lots more purchased food to help meet the need. Plus, we're working with the state. They're purchasing some meals for us, and USDA is doing some stuff. And so all those things combined have helped us meet the need. But again, we're really worried about the future.
You taking donations? You want somebody to send you some cash right now? You take that?
Oh, you bet. We'd use that money to purchase food. That way we can purchase what we need. Some things are available to us. Some things aren't. It just depends on the supply chain. And so Kevin on our staff, the gentleman who takes care of that, spends most of his day working with vendors to get food purchased and get it in the door so we can get it out the door. And it's pretty simple to do that. You can just go to our website, and there's a link to donate now, and folks can donate. And, we'd put that money to use to purchase food and then get it out to the folks that we serve.
Yeah. If it's that too complicated, just Google Kansas Food Bank, and you're going to find out everything you need to know.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, we've tried to make it simple for years, and so we have a system in place to do that. Now, I would say, we've been blessed with some donations to get us to this point. But, the demand still keeps increasing. And like I said, we're in this thing for the long haul. So, any support we receive is truly appreciated, and we'll put it to good use.
All right, Brian. Hey, thanks for being with us. Best of luck to you and your workers and your volunteers as well at the Kansas Food Bank.
You bet. Thanks for giving me the opportunity this morning. And I just want to say thank you to all those folks that are volunteering to feed people in our network. We couldn't do it without them.
All right. Thanks, Brian. There you go. Brian Walker from the Kansas Food Bank.
Yep, doing great work.
Yep. 7:43 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is going to be with us in just a minute talking about business leadership during these tough times.
There you go.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hi, I'm Kendall Cooper with Bowers Plumbing Company, Wichita's full-service plumbing company.